question. There are some things I may not know. There are some places I can go, but there's one thing that I'm sure that God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God, yes, God is real. He's real in my soul, real in my soul. Yes, God is real. Lord, He has washed and made me whole. Yes, God is real for me, just like the world. God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come thanking You, God. We give You glory, we give You honor, we give You praise. Lord, we thank You, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to be here, to come together as one body in Christ, like-minded, Heavenly Father, to hear what thus says the Lord. It's not my words, not my will, but it's Thy will and it's Thy words, Heavenly Father, that You have placed before us today. No form or fashion, no gloating, no pride. Lord, I sit at Your feet and humble myself always, Heavenly Father, and I fear You, Heavenly Father, and I honor You, Heavenly Father. I submit myself to You continuously, Heavenly Father, knowing that You are God, and You alone are God, and there is no another. Lord, I thank You, Heavenly Father, for health, and thank You for strength, Heavenly Father. Touch right now, Heavenly Father. Keep us right now, Heavenly Father, as we walk down this Christian road, Heavenly Father, and we draw, Heavenly Father, from Your word what thus says the Lord, and that the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, will prick us, Heavenly Father, and open our minds and open our hearts, Heavenly Father, and lay an answer to a question that we may have had all week on our mind. But Lord, as we go forth, Heavenly Father, we just want to say we love You. We just want to say we love You, Heavenly Father, because if it had not been for You on our side, we don't know where we would be. But Lord, I do know, Heavenly Father, if I had not put my hands in Your hands, in my heart, in You, Heavenly Father, in my life, in Your hands, Heavenly Father, my life would be nothing. But because of You, my life is everything that You have called me to be. And I thank You for that. And I thank You for Your word, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Let every heart say amen. Give God some praise, amen. Give God some praise. Bobby. Amen. Men of God, amen. Bless you. Just giving honor to God, who's the head of my life, who is my life, to the facilitators and the leaders, Heavenly Father, New Beginning Christian Fellowship Church, amen. Thank you for allowing me to share with you what the Lord has shared with me, amen. And So many confirmations have been revealed since I came through the door this morning with Sunday school. Amen. I'm not going to try to be long. I'm going to do what thus says the Lord. Amen. Protocol is already established. Amen. Also to a fine media team. Amen. And you continue to do an awesome job. Amen. And those of you that show up every Sunday, amen, to come and praise the name of the Lord, amen. Come on, give everybody a hand, amen. Yes, we live by faith. We walk by faith. We talk by faith, amen. And we know who our faith lies within, amen. Amen. We want to welcome Reverend Otis Muldrow, amen, who's going to bring the word this morning. Amen. Amen. Our scripture text will be reading from 1 John. Tell your neighbor, 1 John. 1 John, one of the three. Second chapter, 15th and the 17th verse, which we will be expounding upon. I love ministering for the Lord because he does all the writing. He does all the exegete, and he puts everything the way that he wants it to be done. As he lays the wisdom upon his servant to follow, then 1 John, 2nd chapter, verse 15 through 17. If you have it, please say amen. Amen. And if somebody don't have it, text somebody that's not here and let them know the word of God is being spoken at NBC. 1 John 2:15-17, amen. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That's a big pill to swallow, but it's the truth. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father. Probably want to underline those because they have sub-connections. The flesh, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. 17. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God, what? Abide forever. He that does the will of God abides forever. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We speak from the word of God today entitled God's Will and Love Abides Forever. Continuing in the God from before me and the and me before God, because you do understand that God is before you in all things. And you do understand that you have to go before God in all things. So inspired word from the Holy Spirit series continues, which God has given. This is not from some book. This is straight from the prophetic word of God. God's will and God's love abides forever. Along with this, he gave 12 scripture points for life, characteristics that were shared a couple of weeks ago during Bible study that was drawn out from this series, explaining different forms and different situations in our life that we must face. But in each one of those, it lets you know what you need to do as you face situations in life. As under shepherds and believers of the word of God, we must continue to stand on the spiritual doctrine of God's word and wisdom given by way of the Holy Spirit in season and out of season, in good times and in bad times, during the ups and the downs, some may be going through even right now. But what we need to do is continue to remain steadfast in his word. We know that all scripture is inspired by the one and only true God, the creator and sustainer of all life. As I stand here before you again today, one very important point that I must share with you and with all humanity for understanding is for us to know is whether you are a believer or not. We need to know without the word of God, the church and this world are in danger of collapsing more than it is already. We need to understand that the true foundation rests upon God and his word. He should be the author and the finisher over all things the believer desires and inspires to be. Do I have a witness in the house today? The same goes for the unbeliever if you are here today seeking to be reconciled to Christ. All things in life are a process that leads to progress. Tell your neighbor, I'm going through a process so I can produce progress. If Christ is not the author and finisher of all things, note, you are in danger. More so, you are still blinded by ignorance, arrogance, and still living in darkness as walking dead, and the walking dead only knows what to do according to the ways of the world that excites them. On an even more serious note, we, the created handiwork of God, who burishly, meaning unwillingly and rudely employ, meaning give work to the things of this world, mocking and using scripture out of context and for self-gratification as a weapon of authority because of your position and keep exercising God's gifts in the wrong way, will be seen and will be found out and be exposed. But most of all, you will not prosper. No one. Understand that God's will abides forever. Understand that God's love abides forever. Even through light and even through darkness, he sees all humanity for whom they are. How? Because he knows all, he sees all, and he's everywhere at the same time. Do I have a witness in the house today? It's just like Folgers crystals. Don't let the good taste fool you. As you see these nouns in life, what is a noun? A noun is a person, place, are things of this world. So don't let it fool you. Because he, my Lord and God, changes not. For he is God Almighty. Hear the word of the Lord. Nobody, somebody say nobody. One more time, nobody. Nobody what, Reverend? Well, nobody will ever be greater than God. Do I have a witness in the house today? Nobody's thinking that they was all it, right? Somebody thinking that, hey, I thought I was it. Yeah, you're it. You're the created. So then the it. We must recognize who God is. Most of all, we must understand our part and our place in the things that God has called us to do. What is that, Reverend? I'll tell you right here, because see, he's the first and the last. He's the beginning and the end. This is why it says, to get that understanding, it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. So that way you wouldn't be eating anything else from this plate. The bread of life, the word of life, except what God has placed in you by way of the Holy Spirit, that you would gain wisdom and understanding to know that there's nobody else greater than God. My place is this. It says, there is neither Jew nor Greek, neither there is bond or free. There's neither male or female, for ye are all one in Christ. Tell your neighbor that we are one in Christ. We don't believe in separatism. We believe in one. It's more over important today that we move all together. It's more important today that we think as one, as believers. Why? Because we're facing perilous times. And I pray that no one is in here to even harm anybody, but let's make this clear. Whatever you're going to do, what Christ has showed us in regards to Judas, do it quickly. Because we are a body of baptized believers, and when we move with God's power, it's an unimaginable power of strength. You know, back in the day, grandma and mom would get together and somebody needed prayer. And when we had prayer in the home and Bible class in the home, and everybody would gather around and somebody was going through. But by the time they were probably finished with the prayer and we called up on the name of the Lord, the person was healed through the power of Jesus Christ. Well, the same thing we still do in the house of God today, which is called altar prayer. It's when we come together because we know that God's will and his love abides forever. And there is nothing in this world that he has not already overcome. So why are you doubting? Why are you second guessing? Is it because somebody got something over you? Is it because you have something over them and you're playing this tit and this tat back and forth? That's not of God. But yet, Christians call themselves Christians and believers in the world today. But yet, when they leave the church, because everybody don't understand that the church is you, they're putting on something else. But I come by to tell you, after examining, because you know I am an inspector, I realized that they never took off what they already had on. They just camouflaged it. And they're walking around. Just like Satan. You do know Satan hates Christ. Is that a newsflash? And if you are a believer of Christ, he hates you too. But we are to love as Christ. Move on, preacher. James 4, 13 and 15. You got me, Uncle Rita? Recognize now, ye that today or tomorrow, we will go and touch such a city. You don't know what tomorrow brings. And continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Let me exegete here. Those who say, I'm doing this tomorrow, today, next week, or next year. 14, as whereas ye know not what shall tomorrow bring. For what is your life? It is even a vapor, it says, that appeared for a little time and then vanished away. Puff. Poof. Gone. But I learned that what we should be saying is that if it's God's will, yes, if it's God's will, we shall live and do this and that tomorrow. Do I have a witness in the house today? We should never take life for granted, because our life is always in the hands of God. Yes, things are predestined. Yes, he already knows what he has called us to be. He tells us that we need to occupy down here until he comes. And while we're occupying down here, we must use our best biblical interpretive shears to snip away the unkept vines in our lives. So we will be able to see beyond the hedges in our way and live out the truth of God's word. Why? Because God's will and his love abides forever. We live for him. We move and have our being because of him. We need to spiritually understand that all life comes from God, so that wisdom of God wills to come forth through the Spirit of God for each of us to be like-minded and on one accord for God. So we call upon the Holy Spirit even right now, that we need your guidance, Lord, right now. Work a work in us as your handiwork. And we see here in this First John, the Apostle John, also known as Jesus' beloved disciple, his purpose of writing, as he states in the Gospel of the Gospels of John 20 and 31, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Life in his name. Subject explained is this. We come to understand that God is almighty. Let me give you an answer to the question of who is God? Who's God? God is light. Just a couple of points here. God is light. God is love. God is life. Say it with me. God is light. God is love. And God is life. See, John is enjoying a delightful fellowship with that God of light, love, and life. He desperately desires that his spiritual children enjoy the same fellowship. You see the confirmation this morning? We want our children to follow Christ. Your parents wanted their children to follow Christ. And this is why on the amen slide, number one, number two, and number three, if we would look at the verses on the amen slides of one, two, and three, we would see the scriptures from the word of God, a plan that is within the plan of salvation for all of us to follow. It leads us and it guides us to righteousness. Not only that, it leads us to walk an upright life, which is righteousness, and it leads us to the light, who is God. Not only that, it leads us to the love that is God. And it leads us to eternal life. That is God. God is light. Therefore, to engage in fellowship with him, we must walk in the light and not in darkness. God is love. Since we are his children, we must walk in love. In fact, John says that if we do not love, we do not know God. God is life. Those who fellowship with him must possess his quality of life. Spiritual life begins with spiritual birth. Spiritual birth occurs through faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in Jesus Christ infuses us with God's life, eternal life. Therefore, one who walks in the fellowship with God will walk in light, love, and life. God's will. 1 Timothy 2 and 4. He desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. Do I have a witness in the house today? God's love. John 3, 16, Matthew 28, 19 through 20, an unconditional agape love for the world. He wills and desires people to come to salvation as well as to obey his commands through discipleship, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. He gave his only Son as a living sacrifice that we might have a second chance. Are you with me today? Let me move on so I can wake you up. To abide forever means there is no limit nor end to God's reign. How you know? Because Exodus 15 even tells us that the Lord shall reign forever and ever. That's in the beginning. Well, what do you have for me in the ending? Well, 1 Timothy, verse 1 and 17 says, Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. He is the first, he is the last. The Alpha, the Omega, beginning and end. Somebody needs to understand, no matter how far you are allowed to go in life, God is still in control of your life. We must understand that scripture, God says that we are one in Christ. Tell your neighbor, your brother and sister that we are one in Christ. And we must not break our faith of unity as the body of Christ. Even if we are convinced in different situations and circumstances that we are right or wrong. We agree to disagree, but let me tell you something. All that goes out the window. Why? Because God is in control and he has the last word. You have a witness today. Someone is struggling. They're struggling with finding out the answers. But all you really need to do is just turn that thing over to Jesus and let him work it out. And guess what? And go get something to eat. Do I have a witness in the house today? We don't have time to be stressing out over little stuff. When we have a big God. When we have a powerful God, Why are you stressing out over things? Oh, ye a little faith. How's your belief? What are you trusting in? Who are you trusting in? Where does your trust lie? Does it lie in man or does it lie in God? We need to understand the scriptures. And the only way that we're going to understand the scriptures is by studying the scriptures. We need to understand that the person next to me and back of me in front of me is my brother. And yeah, it says what? My brother's keeper? Yeah. You at fault. I'm at fault. If I see my brother slipping or my sister slipping, God has already given us a word to share with them. Now, guess what? It's not your fault if they don't want to hear it. You continue to pray to the Lord about everything and all things in life, no matter how much you love them. Mama prayed, and I still see the writings on the letter today. Lord, if my children don't act right and they don't do what they're supposed to do because they've been raised right, take them home. That's the truth. Honest truth. Nothing but the truth. Because she believed in making sure that her children knew. And that was that verse 31 that we talked about, Deacon Reader, that went over to 1 John and 5 about sharing the word in your house. Because you may be the only one, thank you, Holy Spirit, you might be the only one that they're able to Bible, that they're able to read. And they're watching you to see what you're doing. They're watching you to see how you and mama work together. They're watching to see how you deal with their brother and with their sister. They're watching you to see how you respond to the neighbors that keep throwing stuff over your gate. They're watching you. They're even watching to see how things are going to turn out. And sometimes children will test you. But then guess what? I thank God for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. I thank God for the Holy Spirit that continues to repeat itself with us and remind us who we are in Jesus Christ. So that way we won't lay hands, but we will continue to pray. We all have to be the bigger person. We all have to show the love that God shows. The love that God gives. Why? Because his will, his love abides forever. We're not to cause anyone to stumble. And it starts from in the home. This is why it said, take the Lord with you. Everywhere you go, there's going to be trouble that you're going to face even when you walk out that door. But we plead the blood of Jesus right now and the covering on you right now in Jesus' name. A lot of times we're waiting to pray when we can pray right now. Why? Because God already heard you before you opened your mouth. Do I have a witness in the house today? Come on, give God some praise, amen, up in here, because he's a good God and he's worthy to be praised, amen. The greenest thing of all life purposes is to have the love of God. So loved. He tells us even for our families that we need to make sure that they have the word. So what I do, what do you do, Reverend Muldrow? What I do is I make sure I send things, words of scriptures, whether it's inspirational songs through Texas and prayers to my children, even though they're in Sacramento, Arizona, Louisiana, you still can reach and communicate to them. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. He says, do not love the world. Do not means what? Don't. and you didn't even see my paper. Love means what? Attach yourself, become intimate, desireless, become sprung on. We all know that word sprung on because that's how some of us got married. We were sprung on. Do not attach yourself to the desires of this world, the entities, the devices, the objects, the articles, and what you call it. Don't attach yourself to whatever you call it, because it's not of God. Further breaking down the scripture, if means you have a choice, or you made a choice to choose. If anyone loves the world, anyone includes your mama, your daddy, you, your sister, your brother. Can we make it plain? Loves the world. The love of God is not in you. The love of God, the agape love, we should have daily, the unconditional love of the Father, our creator, Abba Father. The spiritual Father loves and he wills. It's not in you if you love the world. It's not. It's not the love of God. So then we continue to even research here in the word of God. Amen. 10 minutes. We continue to research the word of God. Because there are those that love the world. They love the flesh. And they love the devil. I didn't say nothing wrong, did I? I'll say it again. Some love the world, they love the flesh, and they love the devil. What does all three of these have in common? Sin. Sin. Every last one of them. Here's an interpretation of sin. Sin will make you pay more than you want to pay. Sin will make you stay longer than you want to stay. How do you know? Because before you got married and you was out there running the street, sin cost you something. Sin even cost you, but it's a blessing to have children. Do I have a witness in the house today? It's about the meaning and the purpose behind it of why you did what you did. Sin causes you to take things that's not yours. We can all testify, right? Somebody say, I ain't never took nothing. Back down memory lane. You remember when you was walking in the store and they used to have this big old trout full of candy? Back in the day, ABC Market. And it had the little twirl caramels and all those things. And you just took one, right? You remember when the grape section and the cherry section was there and it wasn't really bagged and wrapped like it used to be? Now? And you took one? You remember when you walked in grandma's house and you went over there to the candy dish and you didn't ask for it, but you took one? It's called stealing. Anything you don't ask for or anything that's not given to you is wrong. Because you took it. Well, I come by to let you know something. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But because he allows us a second chance through his son who came down to show us how to live, amen, and through our confession and through our belief in him, and repentance of the heart and confession of the mouth, through him, we are now saved. Says what? All things have passed away. All things have become new. And I don't mean to start a fight up in here, but turn around to your neighbor and tell him, why you keep bringing up my past? when you're doing what you're doing in the future. That's not us. We are to work as one. We are to love as one. We are to move as one, just like God, because his will and his love abides forever. Closing here, because see, Satan even tempts. You remember when Satan tempted Christ? He's jealous. He wants to be just like him. He wants to do everything that God does. But he's doing it all, he did it the wrong way. Somebody say, what? He used to be a choir director. Jealous. Envy. Strife. And how you know he's still trying to do what God does? Because the scripture tells you that. Really? Yeah. You remember when God asked him, he said, Satan, what are you doing? I'm going to and fro in the world. You didn't think about that, huh? Seeing whom he may devour. See, it's not a love. He presents it as that. He makes things look good. But it's not that. Because see, whoever loves money never have enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income. Can I tell the truth here? This too is meaningless. As goods increase, according to Ecclesiastes 5, 10 through 20 in the National Version, so you know where I'm at. As good increases, so do those who consume them. And what benefits are they to the owner except to feast their eyes on them? But the sleep of the laborers is sweet, whether they eat little or much. But as for the rich, their abundance permits them no sleep. I even seen a grievous evil under the sun, it says, wealth hoarded to the horn of the owner, or wealth lost through some misfortune. But know this, it says, moreover, in verse 19, when God gives someone wealth and possessions and the ability to enjoy them, to accept their lot, their award, their reward, and be happy in their toil, this is a gift from God. They seldom reflect on the days of their life. Why? Because God keeps them occupied with gladness of the heart. Because everything that they got from God was a blessing and a gift from God. They didn't take it. They didn't hurt nobody to come up. They didn't misuse somebody. But these are the things that the world teaches. And as we have been on water cord from the time we walked through this door, the world is going through a crazy state. And I'm telling you, Bobby, I don't know. One day we probably going to see a fight in the government just like it was in Japan over 10 years ago. Y'all remember when that man threw that shoe and hit? I need to encourage you here today. Our relationship as the church, men and women who are called to royal priesthood, we must recognize the value and the worth of every individual that's here. Every believer in person going through a redemptive process to be Christ-like and a believer for Christ. Because he said it before, and I said it, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for in Jesus Christ we are all one. We serve the Lord according to God's calling, God's will, according to God's will and way, not our own way. And we do so in humility and total dependence upon his strength for our lives, not our strength. As believers in Christ, we never serve apart from each other. We serve with each other. Turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I got you. I got you. You don't have to worry. I got you. See, right there, mama would have took off a belt and she would have came down. And she said, didn't I say turn to your neighbor? We are indeed members, eyes, ears, hands, feet, and bodies. The Lord is watching. Tell the neighbor, the Lord is watching you. I tell my grandson that. I said, I'm watching you. And he done caught the hang of it. Deacon William, he say, I'm watching you too. I didn't know what to come back after that. So I had to use the thing, you know, I love you and you I love you more. I say, I'm watching you more. And it was so funny because when he said it back, more, I'm watching you. That was fun. We need to carry ourselves in the right way. Amen. We need to rely on God for all things. We need to keep him at the forefront. Our calling is always conducted in the presence of others. And people are watching us. And some people are watching us to see if we're going to fail. And some people are watching us putting spiritual, demonic stumbling blocks in our way. Some people are watching us to make sure that we say the right thing and not the wrong thing. And some people are making sure that are watching us to see to make sure that we do say something wrong. Is that sad? Yes, that's sad. But I leave you with this. Who are we, men, women, and children in God? And I shared this with the media team to share with you, and I share with you even now. And it's for a reason, so you understand that you are more than conquerors because you belong to God. You are more than conquerors because you belong to God from the top of my head down to the soles of my feet. So I give you 7 characteristics of who you are. And if you agree, you can say amen. You can clap your hands because this comes from the word of God. We are more than conquerors because we are spiritual eagles for the Lord, Deacon Marsh. We always soar to new heights. Do I have a witness in the house today? Is there anybody soaring to new heights? Nothing can stop you. So guess what? Through Christ, as an eagle, I have vision. What are you saying, preacher? I have inspiration. I have insight. I have foresight and discernment. As an eagle in Christ, I'm fearless. What are you saying, preacher? I'm bold. I'm brave, Bobby. Nothing can stop me. Through Christ, as an eagle, I'm tenacious. What are you saying? We have unshakable power through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. Who what? Through Christ as an eagle. Sister William, I'm a high flyer, but I'm not a liar. Why? Because my attitude determines my altitude. In Christ, I'm going higher and higher and higher. And guess what? Because he has blessed me and you to go higher. When we see that somebody that needs help, that's harmless. We don't glide down to hurt them. Guess what we do? We glide down to lift them up. So they will have that same confidence that you and I have developed by studying and living according to the word of God. Know this, as eagles, we never eat dead meat or dead words. We live off the living word of God. Do I have a witness in the house today? Through Christ, eagles possess vitality, a spirit of life that has energy, that's birth, that has wisdom that's birthed in them. And they have knowledge and understanding that comes by way of the word. Through Christ, eagles nurture their young. Somebody say, I'm going home to invest in my young and let them know something that I never let them know before. We must teach our families to continue to stand before the Lord in loyalty. Yes. We have to be examples. And that's what God did. As children of God, he loved us so that he gave his only begotten son. My God, the almighty God, and he came down in the form of man and showed us how to live right. And he showed us how to love right. And he came in the form of man, wrapped in the flesh, but still divine, to save a wretch like me. Somebody say, he saved me. He saved me. Took upon the sins of the entire world, became the ultimate sacrifice for an unworthy people. But because he loved us so, he also became the altar for our sins. He carried the cross and he walked up that Via Della Rosa road and up to the Mount of Calvary, the place that's called the skull. Shed his blood for you and I. Why? Because without the shedding of blood, there should be no remission of sin taken away. He got on that cross. He paid the price and the penalty for our sins. He allowed them to nail nails in his hand. He allowed them to nail nails in his feet. But that's not how the prophetic word of Isaiah and other correlating scriptures end. We must remember. Tell your neighbor, remember what Jesus said while dying on the cross so the world would have a second chance. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. They did not believe him, and still blinded and bewildered by their selfish ways and man ideology. Said they lifted him high after stretching him wide and pierced him in his side. John 19:34, blood and water poured out of his wounds, symbolizing and invoking divine mercy that is given to humanity from the cross of Jesus. Can I tell this story? Blood and water from his pierced in his side of John 19:34 symbolizes of the grace sacrament, for he is the bread of life that was broken, and his blood was shed for the forgiveness of all sin, accepted upon the confession of repentance with the mouth and the fruits of the truth in the believer's heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. And on that old rugged cross, he died for you and I. And took him down off the cross, my Savior, because I believed my Savior and my Lord, because I confess my Savior. And now I am saved through the redemptive plan of salvation, all because Jesus, who is the rock, my rock, died for me. So they took him down and they placed my rock inside a borrowed tomb that was a rock, sealed up the rock, placed two dummies outside to guard the rock of the true rock of my salvation. The grave couldn't hold him. Death couldn't even keep him, because victory is in Jesus. Somebody say, victory is in Jesus. He was in the grave all night Friday night. He was in the grave all night Saturday night. But guess what? He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. But guess what? He also said on that third day, so on that great Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his head. And tell your neighbor, nudge your neighbor, tell him, wake up. He got up. With all power in his hand. Power to walk right. Power to talk right. So we shouldn't be walking crazy, and we shouldn't be talking crazy, because we have the power of God in us. And let me tell you something, because his will and his love abides forever, don't you walk in another place that you've been before with your head down because of your past. You are God's child. We are all one family. In him we move and have our being, and we give him all the glory for all things in our life. Amen. Come on, give God a hand of praise. Amen. God bless you. Amen.